I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM, there's summer.
We're going to tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker.
The Russians had UFO technology. I mean, they would own us right now. They used to say that. I've heard people talk about how the Nazis had it in the Second World War. But if they did, they would have won. That is ridiculous. It has to be something that's out of our galaxy. It just has to be if it in fact is real.
Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, who says that the UFO sightings have to be aliens. They have to be from another galaxy. And that's a congressman, a United States congressman, who has been briefed on the classified information, saying that they have to be from another galaxy.
I mean, I don't believe in aliens, but you know what? I'm actually looking forward to whatever information, if they do exist. I told you, I'm welcoming the aliens.
You're going to be standing there when they come here, and you're gonna give them how do you do? Fine, how do you do?
I told you, they could have some type of stuff, you know. Be friends with them.
They're going to capture you. You will be a perfect representative of humans on some planet.
Right.
Okay. Natural habitat. They'll be playing Call of Duty all day just in this room.
Oh, they'll put him in a Patriots uniform, in a cage, and parade him around Mars.
Well, how do you know it's a cage? What if it's like a beautiful, luxury alien penthouse? You know.
That's not what they do. When you have you ever seen a prisoner of war, and the way in which they're treated?
But see,
they're not treated kindly,
right? But you're thinking that they're hostile. I'm thinking be looking at us as royalty and taking us back.
Okay, if they come in peace, why have they not landed?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying. You know, they're looking around. But like the one call said,
looking around.
If they've been here for thousands of years and they've been here for however many, you know, 60, 70 years in Area 51, and they're so advanced, why haven't they been hostile already?
Yeah. Well, obscure reference. I, for one, welcome our alien overlords. That's what Wiggy is saying. He welcomes them. Wiggy's the kind of guy who, you know, the opposing army lands, on the beach, and Wiggy's like, "Hey guys, thanks for coming."
No. But you instantly—I don't know why you're instantly believing that they're hostile.
Oh, we keep going back to the same point.
You go back to points from 7,000 years ago, from Stalin and what's the other little short guy's name?
7,000 years ago for Stalin?
What's the little short guy's name? Genghis Khan and
Columbus.
Napoleon.
That's a great point. Think about how America came here and how the Europeans arrived, 1492.
I think aliens are way more advanced. I don't think aliens are hostile.
I meant the same point that you keep saying. That how do we know they're hostile? You've said that like 15 times.
Right, and you keep going back. Well, you remember 1492 when Columbus landed
there? That's
here?
A joke. I'm making fun of myself because I wasn't listening.
Oh, you don't want to talk about aliens?
No. Well, I don't care what we talk about. I'm just, whatever. Who cares?
Hello, Joe.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Joe?
How are you?
What's happening?
Hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Joe. Joe is a guy who does not believe in aliens. That's my prediction. He's not. He's like you. He does not believe.
Well, I don't believe, but I want to see. Yeah. I don't believe, but I'm not like you where I think that they're hostile and they're trying to, you know, come here and do harm.
Well, people fear the unknown. I mean, that is clear. So whether it's a pandemic or murder hornets or an alien invasion, people are
afraid of it. And I, you know, I, for one, I'm terrified.
So what's taking them so long?
Well, I just have one question. Like, do you think these aliens that are arrived, do you think that they're going to be hostile or no?
This is Johnny from Melrose. Hello, Johnny.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Johnny?
My uncle and my father both worked for the government, both had secret clearances, and there is so many programs out there and so many planes and so many vehicles, nobody knows about them. No, governors don't know what's going on at Skunk Works at Area 51. They do not know. And there is the planes that they have made, the U-2, the SR-71, the Blackhawks, the A-1 bombers, the stealth fighters, those were all tested, obviously flying in the air, and they were all considered alien spacecraft when people saw them because they didn't know what they were. There's so many things that are being tested by the government. I highly doubt that what you're seeing or anyone is seeing is alien. It's just government stuff that a governor in Texas doesn't know about.
Okay, but why is a congressman, a U.S. congressman, who saw the classified report yesterday saying that they are from another galaxy? Why is he saying that? Huh?
I think whoever saw whatever vehicle that was, whatever plane or whatever vehicle the government is testing, wrote a report and said, I saw a UFO today. And they put it in a report. And that governor saw the report. But what that person saw was not an alien spacecraft.
Okay.
It's a stealth bomber.
Texter says maybe they just saw the Come to Boston, Massachusetts ads that Mayor Walsh did. Maybe that's the reason why maybe that's why they're coming here.
They want to see what Faneuil Hall looks like.
Well, it's been around forever. You'd think they would have already seen it.
We could be the first city that truly recovers from COVID-19. And people, when they start to travel again, come to Boston because our numbers are so low.
Marty Walsh is truly an amazing man. Like, he gets bad news and then he just lies and, like, stops answering questions and it's all fine. Like, it just disappears. That guy from Fox 25 got him at Logan. He lied for 3 minutes and then we haven't heard anything from him since.
Well, he's got to get back to his 17,000 Labor Department employees that he oversees, Curtis. Dan, the bread man. Dan, what's up?
I think Wiggy should fire up the van and take him on the pizza crawl.
Oh,
yes. I like that.
Yes. They probably have never had bar pizza.
Definitely they haven't had bar pizza. Maybe they can help us with travel. You know?
This is Lou. Hello, Lou?
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. I got a minute with you, and then I got to try to give away $1,000 cash, so make it quick.
Real quick, I think if aliens do exist, the way the world is right now, they drive by Earth, they lock their doors and keep their windows up.
Probably will. All right, let's do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, code word this hour is Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, Cliff. Just text that to 72881 right now, and you will be automatically entered into the drawing for $1,000 cash. Code word is Cliff. Text it to 72881. Message and data rates apply. And please don't text and fly your spaceship. This is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending this morning.
Exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, you want a little extra money? Head to findmassmoney.com. They might have some for you. Free service of the state treasurer's office. $3 billion worth of unclaimed property there. Find your money at findmassmoney.com. Can we get a little Sox fever going? Maybe pennant fever. They're a game back of the Rays and a dramatic grand slam, first slam of the year for your Sox last
night. Pitch to Arroyo. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Way back. Grand slam, Arroyo. And the Red Sox lead it 10-7.
Can you believe it?
Beautiful. Seventh inning slam from Christian Arroyo.
They are hanging in there. I know, Ken, you're in on baseball and you've been in on the Sox since the beginning, but when do you take this team for real?
Right now, Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a playoff team.
Yeah. All-star break. I mean, so you're in on them.
Yeah.
This is you have a playoff Red Sox team.
You might win the division.
We were looking at the calendar yesterday. Season ends October 3rd, the very day Brady's back at Foxborough. You could have Sox clinching that day, Brady at Foxborough at night, playoff series ready to start that week. Oh, that's going to be good in October. Yeah. Early October.
I feel like Nesson should move that game to 9 a.m. I mean, if you had a choice between the final Red Sox game of the season or Tom Brady back at Foxborough, which would you watch?
Well, night game. That's 3 o'clock start for the Sox. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Right. But anyway, the final is 10-8 for the second night in a row. Red Sox are 42-27. They'll head to Kansas City tomorrow. More whining by pitchers. Go ahead.
Without the spider tack, that game will still be going on at 8 p.m., by the way.
You're right about that. Well, we played audio this morning of Garrett Richards. This is what you're going to get, basically. He's foreshadowing high-scoring games. Garrett Cole whined after his start last night. His spin rate was down 210 RPMs. He K'd a season-low four batters. He did go eight innings in the Yankees win. But he's squawking about it. Of course, you have Tyler Glass now injured. Jacob DeGrom left the game yesterday. So a lot happening in baseball right now. Cam Newton bounced back performance on the final day of Patriots minicamp. Curtis hates that word, but it's true. Bounce back. Hyphenated word. 17 of 21 in team drills, Wiggy. Looking good.
I don't know. He was looking bad the other day.
And Mac Jones did not look that great, but you didn't see any bad Mac throws on social media, did you?
They don't throw those.
It's not really a good day when it's newsworthy in your football market when your quarterback completes a pass against air.
Well, there's a quarterback competition that's kind of compelling right now. People are into it. So I don't know why you don't find that newsworthy.
I think he looked good.
Mac Jones? I didn't say it wasn't newsworthy. I said it's a bad thing for your football team if it's newsworthy that your quarterback completes passes against air.
Mac Jones on the field before Cam Newton yesterday. I thought he was first in and last out week.
No. He had something to do yesterday.
Oh, he did? Okay. All right.
Interesting night in the NBA, if there can be such a thing. Trae Young, 13 of his team's 17 points in the final 5 minutes. The Atlanta Hawks come back from down 26 in the third to beat Doc Rivers and the Sixers.
Hey, playoffs basketball has been entertaining to watch, man. I don't care what anybody says.
That's not what LeBron's saying. LeBron's saying this is what you get. Short offseason, injured players, no Kawhi, no Chris Paul, no LeBron.
Well, does he have a point, though? I mean, guys getting nicked up?
I don't know. Here's his tweet. They didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of our players. This ultimately is the product and the benefit of our game. These injuries aren't just part of the game. It's the lack of pure blah, 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 blah.
What did he play, like four games the last 7 weeks of the season?
That's right.
I mean, he's giving you a reason why he bailed on the season.
Well, he had the ankle injury, which I don't think had nothing to do with the start of the season. But like you think of James Harden and the hamstring issue, maybe that. Some other guys have been dealing with hamstring issues that are playing. I know, what's his name? Danny Green is dealing with the calf injury. So maybe there are some of these like soft tissue injuries, like groins, calfs, that kind of thing, because of the way the season started.
And how is Jason Tatum not at least a third team All-Star?
You're all NBA?
It was. He's a forward, so that hurt him, right?
He could have been either.
The only guy that you could really look and go, he could have made it over on the third team was Paul George. He's the only guy. He played more.
Tatum numbers are better in every category.
Yeah, and he played more games than Paul George. Yes. That would be the only guy you could look at and go, all right, well, how come George made it? But I don't even know how they do the All-NBA voting.
It's voting. It's fan voting. I mean,
is it fan voting?
Yes. Isn't it?
I don't think it is.
I thought it was like writers or something like that.
I'm not sure.
I'm looking it up right now.
He's out. Jason Tatum is out a $32 million bonus.
See, that's stupid. The fact that they tie that much money to All-NBA, I think, is pretty stupid.
Well, it's a way to get around the rookie extension contract.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
The All-NBA team is selected by a global panel of 100 sports writers and broadcasters.
Were you asked, Curtis?
I voted.
Okay.
Curtis wants the Van Gundys. And Stan Van Gundy, now available, got fired yesterday. So,
you can have your pick of either Van Gundy.
Beautiful morning. Golf's U.S. Open also beginning this morning at Torrey Pines. You got a favorite, Greg? You want to have a U.S. Open pool?
Maybe Spieth. Yes. Spieth? What?
I was going to say Spieth, but long shot. Adam Scott, 6-1.
Tiger is not going to be playing.
That's quite a long shot.
Well, he said long shot.
He did appear on crutches the other day, though. Did you see him at the airport
looks
getting
good.
Out of the private jet on crutches? He may be back sooner than you think.
That's what's trending, Greg. And more of the Greg Hill Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy, taking another day off tomorrow, I see?
Yeah, I have to go to AZ.
Oh.
I wish the aliens were here and they could help me with travel. We'll travel to Arizona in 30 minutes.
You're going for just the weekend?
Yeah, for my kids going to see the University of Arizona for official visit.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wow.
Make sure it's not Arizona State. Herman Edwards is in serious hot water.
See that one there?
Yep. Illicit COVID visits.
Now, do you walk right in and introduce yourself and intimidate the head coach? Or
No. I kind of like, I stay out of the way with this whole.
For once?
Well.
Do you wear your Super Bowl ring and be honest?
No, I live vicariously through him because I never had this type of juice when I was playing. Unfortunately, you know, my last name didn't get me anywhere great, similar to Brees. So I actually look forward to this whole official visit because I remember going on an official visit to URI. It was a pretty good time, though.
Spaz filling in tomorrow, Ken?
Okay by me. Okay.
Yeah, Spaz does a great job.
No thanks.
Mego?
Well, Mego, of course.
How about Mego, huh?
What?
Getting Smith and Lewinsky's.
What?
And I got I love Meridian Market, but I got a sub, and she got a $500 dinner.
What are you talking about?
When she went out with upper management.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
She went out with upper management. She was spotted, you know, frolicking through the city.
Mm-hmm. Monica opened up a steakhouse?
No, not that one. Frolicking through the city with upper management.
Whoa.
Well, I was, you know.
You just got a sub.
I got a
sub. You just got a chicken part. No, Meridian Special.
I got a Meridian Special, a bag of chips, and a soda.
Oh. Holy cow.
I guess you know where you fall in the pecking order.
Well, I kind of knew that anyways when I cast my vote for the co-host.
Was Ken waiting outside to pick her up and drive her home?
No, I didn't. I'm upset. I didn't know about this.
He's the Uber driver.
This is JoJo. What's up, Joe?
What up, Amanda?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing good, man. Wicked excited to see the Red Sox doing good because I remember the beginning of the season, everybody said, oh, Red Sox are going to be garbage. Well, look, they're playing a hell of a season right now.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
And another thing I want to give a big shout-out to Wiggy. He's my favorite guy to listen to. I loved watching him play football growing up. And I want to tell you guys should go try a nice Portuguese restaurant in Westport, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Portas de Cidade. You guys are always talking about food.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I've never had Portuguese food. I heard it's pretty good.
Now, if you go to a nice restaurant, okay to walk out on the bill because everybody's doing it, I assume, based on your philosophy with regard to cheating in baseball
and cheating in sports? Well. No. See, but if everybody is doing it and they say, hey, here's a way to get around it. Mm-hmm. You might want to think about this.
That's okay then.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You take advantage.
Because you've been basically saying all morning it is fine and dandy mm-hmm. to cheat your way to a victory.
Is it cheating when everybody's knowing it?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yes, it
and
is.
And when the Major League Baseball doesn't really make an issue of it, is it still cheating?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
When Major League Baseball tells you that you are not to do something to the baseball, mm-hmm. and you continue to do it to the baseball, it is cheating.
No, I think when you look at this situation, especially with baseball, it's the all unwritten rules, because we know baseball is the one sport where there's a million unwritten rules. In every sport, guys are always doing something. In football, you know, you say what you want about Brady, but the Vikings were heating up footballs. Aaron Rodgers was overinflating his footballs. Eli Manning was putting his in the oven. Everybody does... It's true. Everybody does something to get some type of competitive edge, or maybe make themselves feel a little bit better on their performance. And that's all baseball pitchers are doing. Well, why aren't any hitters complaining?
But that's what the pitchers are going to say. Like you hear Garrett Richards yesterday saying that essentially he used sunscreen, right? That's how he used to do it.
Correct.
So that's what they're whining about, mm-hmm. is that they used to be able to cheat, mm-hmm. and now they can't cheat. Do we have that audio?
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to put, as soon as I get to the field every day, I put sunscreen on. Well, now I can't do that. And on top of that, the only thing that's provided is the rosin bag on the back of the mound, which, to be honest with you, is completely useless. It does nothing. It literally barely even dries up sweat. It might as well not even be there. I can't even think how many times in over the entire course of my career that I've gone to the back of the rosin bag. Sometimes I've been on mounds that didn't even have rosin bags on the back of the mound. It by itself doesn't do anything for anybody. I don't know anybody that just uses rosin. You know, if we could somehow get a rosin bag actually worked, I think that's something that should definitely be looked into.
Wiggy, do you think that card counting at casinos should be illegal?
Card count? No, I don't care if you count cards. I mean, then you as a casino got to do a better job of not, you know, hiding cards. You got to do better.
Well, I agree with that. See, what? That's just using your brain.
Right.
And that, they don't.
Can we replay that answer?
That's not really cheating.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And see, and he brings up a good point, right? If the rosin bag, and I'm no baseball pitcher, right? But the baseball, if that's a slick thing trying to throw something in, and the rosin bag is not helping them out to be able to have them to have the grip that they need to throw the baseball, so then why not give them, allow them to say, hey, here's what would work for us, Major League Baseball. Why don't you work with us?
What did they do for the first 100 years of the game when it was sunny out and hot?
They use sticky stuff. You think that, let's say, Cy Young or whatever pitcher back in the day, Louis Tiant, wasn't using something? Dennis Eckersley? These guys were all doing it. They just, the guys today have advanced and evolved more. That's it.
And Greg, if you were the commissioner and you knew this was so widespread and was going to cause this kind of reaction where pitchers were going to get hurt, wouldn't you implement it slowly after the season instead of coming down with a hammer, overreacting to the situation?
No, because they're trying to improve the game.
It was four hours and 10 minutes last night. How'd that work?
And Greg, how many hitters have you heard complain about the pitchers using sticky stuff?
Well, you're absolutely right about that, is that they're not going to complain because they know their guys have been doing it all along.
Okay, so that's what made you, that's the issue here. You always go cheating. It's one thing if nobody else is doing it and you're the only person doing it. But when the whole league...
Doesn't every cheating apparatus begin with one person that's doing it, then others follow?
Well,
so that means like you're never, if everybody's always doing it, nobody ever started it.
Right, but
the reality is somebody created a way to cheat, it worked, and others copied it.
But if you don't nip it in the bud, then what happens is this. You end up saying, all right, we're going to allow it, and then guys get more advanced. And what we saw in Major League Baseball with the Astros is they took what they were already doing and took it to another level where they were hitting trash cans or this, mm-hmm. that, you know, doing those type of
Ken,
things.
Ken, do you think that Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't, but I'm rethinking my opinion on it.
Well, because it totally counters your entire theory.
I know. I've been struggling with that in my brain the
last 2 hours. You've said your entire time I've known you, the last 5 years, adamantly that Barry Bonds and Clemens do not belong in the Hall of Fame. Why did you say they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, what was
your reasoning? What was your reasoning as to why those two should not be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, it's cheating.
Okay, thank you. Let's go home.
Was every hitter at that time juicing?
A good portion of them were.
What you would say at the time was that no, and you can't reward people who knowingly abused the system, cheated, used steroids, and got to be great.
Yeah, but in both cases, baseball, I mean, they turned a blind eye to it for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, baseball didn't all of a sudden in the middle of the year say no, or testing everybody for steroids. It was a slow process to correct it.
But this is typical Ken. Baseball cracks down on something that they don't think is right for the game, and you're upset at the timing of when they did it. What? Come on, you're making excuses for these guys.
Well, why do you want to see backup pitchers? Why do you want to see B-level product? Why do you want to see Tyler Glass now hurt because he has to adjust his grip?
He makes $30 million a year, I'm guessing.
So what?
Adjust your grip and go throw the baseball.
Well, he tried, and he hurt his muscles, and now he's out. Now the AL East is compromised.
And Curtis, to answer your question, I differ from Ken because I think those steroid guys should be in the Hall of Fame. Because if 60% of the league guys are taking steroids and doing it, and Major League Baseball knows it and they allow it, these guys should then be able to get into the Hall of Fame based on, hey, that portion of the time that they played in.
This is Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Greg, you got to remember, Ricky Vaughn got benched for the old guy who used to put Badgersil, Fardall, Crisco, Jalapeno, snot on the ball. And, you know, back in the day, that's what they used to do. So if they did it then, why can't they do it now?
Yeah.
A little Badgersil, a little Jalapeno up the nose, and a little snot will work.
Okay, then Major League Baseball should just allow any kind of anything you want to do to the ball, mm-hmm. correct?
Exactly, because it gave him movement, and he went 8 innings, and Ricky Vaughn only had to come in for 1.
You make it 4. All
8.
Greg, you come off as sounding naive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like those players back in the day weren't doing something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they weren't. Baseball's just – what baseball should have did is what they've been doing for the past 3, 4, 5, 6 years and just been like, all right, we're turning a blind eye to it until it gets to a point where it's so bad.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, remember one thing, it's not cheating unless you get caught.
Yeah.
But real quick, Wiggy, you can probably attest to this. I have to, a hard time believing that all these wide receivers in football that can catch a ball with one hand, which is a great accomplishment, I think, but aren't they playing with either Velcro gloves or stick them back in, like, Lester Hayes days? I mean, all these guys are catching one-handed balls. How do they do that so frequently?
Well, they used to stick them back in the day when I played. Nowadays, they make the gloves so tacky that the ball sticks to it anyways. But when I played, it was the QDA. We used to spray on our gloves and our hands. We used to put the QDA. Guys, defensive players used to put Vaseline on their arms.
I thought with you it was cinnamon bun frosting.
By the way, Greg, did the person who said that aliens will likely arrive in peace call you naive?
No. Well, Curtis,
yes,
I don't believe in aliens.
Yes, you did, Curtis.
I don't believe in aliens, but I'm not also going to say that if they do exist, they're automatically hostile.
Here's a text asking if an embarrassing situation at Stats could have been avoided if Bobes had used spider tack on the seat. Yes. Right?
It could have been avoided.
Yes.
His heels wouldn't have been touching the sky.
This is Lewis. Lewis, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
I think baseball really does, like, as far as, like, the sticky stuff, you go back 20, 30 years into the steroid era, right? I think baseball kind of does it to themselves. They never, if you look back, everything's a scandal, right? Eventually, they allow it for so long, and then some congressman looks into it, somebody complains about it long enough, yeah. And they do it to themselves, and they never really handle any situation correctly. Because if you look back to those steroid times, baseball was as popular as it's ever been, right? And I agree with Wiggy. In the sense that if the playing field is level and everybody's doing it, it can't really be cheating because nobody has an advantage if everybody's doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, and Ken suggested this morning at 6:20 with his lead, is that this is theoretically going to create some kind of a labor stoppage, correct?
It could. I mean, couldn't you see, as upset as pitchers are about this, couldn't you see them walking out or something, or, I mean, having a pause or at least some kind of labor dispute behind the scenes? I mean, they're pretty unified in being upset, I mean, mm-hmm. across the board.
And what it probably will lead to is the Major League Baseball PA will say, okay, here's the things that pitchers want to be allowed. And that's what Major League Baseball should have did after the season. They sat down with the union and said, okay, what are things that we can incorporate into the game that every pitcher can take advantage of, that every pitcher would be like, okay, that works for me. Now, there'll always be guys in all sports that'll take it to the next level, but at least you could do it at this when the season's over and then kind of implement some type of new rules to help these guys.
This is David. Good morning, David.
Yes, good morning. You know, I haven't heard a lot from the batters, and I'm not saying that the pitcher can have a medicine cabinet on the mound, but I think they should be able to work it out. Now, these guys can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. I think the batters want the pitcher to have, you know, a certain amount of control, you know? And you know, maybe they could have a rosin bag with another item that can but have the player, the batters and the pitchers work it out. That's what I'm thinking. You know, those guys get together and they work out what's acceptable to the batters and then the pitchers implement, you know?
See, I think that the batters and with baseball and a lot of these sports, I think everybody's doing it, even with the trash cans. I even think that there were a lot of teams that knew that the Astros were doing this, but they were doing their own thing. So it's like, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Wouldn't it be easy to diagnose and find if every team was banging a trash can?
But I it would. But
so then what are you talking
but
about?
But you're telling me.
I'm just telling you that specifically.
No, I understand that. But you're
so who else was banging on
the
trash can?
I don't know if they were banging trash cans.
Well, you just said the trash can thing. No, every team was doing it.
They were doing something. No, there's no way that you go into the Astros stadium and play and you hear banging and you don't put two and two together. Like, come on. Are you that naive that's going to believe that?
Is this guy that we heard from last night for the Red Sox, is he the same guy that bitched about how cold it was in April?
Yeah, is that? Yeah,
Gary Richards. Baseball players are the absolute most spoiled, entitled douches. They're Dover on steroids. They sit there like they're being some aggrieved party by Major League Baseball for not allowing them to put spider tack on a ball.
For not allowing them to cheat.
Like, what is going on? And we have people that are adults in this room, a professional athlete and a smart man, both smart, but a professional athlete and an engineer are sitting here saying, yeah, I don't see the problem in it.
Correct it, but do it slowly. You don't just
correct it, but do it slowly. Well, what does that mean?
Be a little thoughtful about it. Don't just pull the
plug. Oh, yeah,
plug
Major League Baseball always needs to be told to slow down. I mean, that sport changes almost too much year to year.
Do you think Brady was just messing with balls once, or was he doing it for
a number? I love how you go back
correct.
To Brady.
No, I'm just, all I'm saying, Curtis, is
every team was banging on a trash can,
no,
but we only
no, you think it's you're naive in your thinking to
that's
think
the word of the day. Everybody's naive
to believe that teams in Major League Baseball did not know what the Astros were doing. The reason why they knew what the Astros were doing, but everybody was doing their thing the same way the pitchers are doing it.
What evidence do you have to suggest that?
There was reports out there with the the Dodgers doing some stuff. There was reports.
You said that everybody knew the Astros were doing this.
Yeah.
Where did you find that?
I'm just based off of my belief and my opinion.
Oh, so you have no evidence.
There's no way you could tell me that baseball players did not know the Astros were doing something. There's no way.
In the case of Tom Brady, he was the guy, the only guy who was doing it that we know about.
No, he's the only guy that got in trouble for it.
Okay. Is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so.
Okay. He's the only guy who got in trouble for it.
I mean, you should have seen that cliff he fell off of when he stopped deflating footballs.
Aaron Rodgers said he overinflated his balls.
Yeah, but he gave them to the ref. The Tom Brady had a guy doing it in the bathroom.
Tom Brady, who was busted for cheating.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Lance Armstrong with a helmet.
I guess we're just going to be like, hey, it's okay, whatever you want, whether you're in sport or mm-hmm. in life, you just cheat because everybody else is cheating and you go ahead and do it and that's fine.
Well, what people do, it's like in anything else. Do you think the Atlanta Falcons or the Colts were the only team pumping noise into stadiums? Like
it's a little bit different in a dome.
No. But my point is, Curtis, that the majority of these athletes and the majority of these teams are doing something. And so that's like, you know what? If I'm a criminal robbing banks and you're a criminal selling drugs, you think I'm snitching on you? No, I'm minding my business and not saying anything right. about what you're...
Yes, that's what's going on.
And that's what's going on in sports.
Yeah. Just right. say no.
We will get to talk about this with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Red Sox, tomorrow during the front office report. That'll happen at...
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yo.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
If I were prone to overreaction to mini camp shorts and t-shirts action, I would say today, June the 15th, 2021, is the day that Mac Jones took a legitimate step towards being the Patriots starter.
Well, I wake up some dream I made up. No, I guess it's reality.
Andy Hart on this radio station on Tuesday, and my, how things have changed after yesterday. And Cam Newton, I mean, stunning performance by your guy yesterday, yep. Wiggy.
Oh, yes.
Lock him down as the week one starter.
17-21.
After mini camp done, finished, let's go. Why even bother with training camp? Andy Hart, however, said this yesterday.
He had a little bit of a step back day. You know, rookie quarterbacks, it happens, Gresh. You see this at all levels. Inexperience, it's going to rear its ugly head. Now, I will say, interesting part for me is not only did Mac, I thought, take a step back, Cam Newton might have had the best practice I've seen. Cam Newton made one throw down the sideline to James White on a little wheel route beating Kyle Van Noy, dropped it right over Van Noy's shoulder into the bucket for James White. Might be the best throw I've ever seen Cam Newton make.
Wow. Best throw he's ever seen Cam Newton make.
Why didn't we see that? Where was that? What was the video of that throw? Huh?
I am so shocked by Andy. He has this huge take. You know, it was circular. You could turn on your toaster and hear it. And then a day later, he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm walking it back a little bit.
You know what we should do at the station? We should get those types of takes sponsored by Awaken 180.
Oh, because he did a 180.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy cash grab.
Okay. I see where you're going there.
Good idea.
Yeah.
It's always good for good ideas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you have said all along that minicamp means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you suspect that there is any kind of quarterback competition come training camp, come end of July?
Come end of July. No, I don't think there is. But
what?
Maybe come end of August, there might be a quarterback competition based on what training camp looks like. But I think going into training camp right now, Belichick looks at it and goes, Cam is our number one. That's it. He's our number one on the depth chart. It's his job to lose. He's going to get the majority of the reps. Mac, let's see what Mac looks like when we actually put pads on, when things get a little bit more intense, when there's a pass rush. And guess what? Now you got to improvise a little bit. Now you got to make some plays with your legs. You got to get out of some of these sticky situations.
But isn't it the opposite? Wouldn't Bill have the competition at its height right out of the gate, and then Cam takes over as Cam moves on?
No, because
especially if Bill thinks that Mac Jones impressed.
Right. So you push Cam right away, see what Mac's got, and if he sinks, then you know, decision made.
But knowing the way Bill thinks, he doesn't take anything away from minicamp. He's not looking at it, go, wow, Mac Jones.
No, what I'm saying, training camp.
Right, so like I said, 3 weeks in a training camp, if Mac Jones has really pushed Cam and made some plays and did some things, now Bill goes, oh, okay, well, guess what? That play broke down and Mac was able to make something out of it? Maybe now, okay, and Cam's still struggling, Mac's having good day after good day after good day? Then you start to look at, okay, maybe there might be a quarterback competition.
This is Tony from Boston. Tony, what's up?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, what up?
Well, first off, I just want to say, like, yo, Curtis is the biggest hater I ever heard in America. He's the reason why people don't like to sign to Boston for any sports. Oh. Like, he's sitting here hating on Cam Newton and talks about the throws, but don't want to highlight when he does make a good throw or when he has a good practice. Like, that's so, like, I can't believe him sometimes. Like, Mac Jones, yeah, he could probably be a good player. Are we hoping he's going to be a good player? But at the end of the day, Mac Jones wasn't a starter nowhere until last year. Like, he's not even have the quality that Cam Newton had. Cam's been number one guy his whole life. Pop Warner, high school, everywhere he's been.
How do you think Cam played last year, Tony? How do you think Cam played last year with the Patriots?
He played terrible, but he was coming off an injury, man. You got a bad shoulder.
Why was only one team interested in signing him this offseason then?
Because he has a baggage. That's them blackballing him. They did the same thing with Carmelo Anthony.
It's race-related. Just like my opinion on him is race-related. It's not just that he's a bad quarterback. It's because I don't like him.
No, I didn't say racial. I didn't say racial at all.
You said this is why people have Boston have a bad perception of Boston. That's what you said at the beginning of your call.
Yeah, it's because of people like you that make these comments and talk about this. Why none of these players ever really want to come to Boston? It's because of people like you. All you do is talk about when they do something bad. When they do something good, there's nothing mentioned about it.
Tony, you and I agree. Tony, you and I agree about Cam. We both thought he was terrible last year.
He did.
So we agree.
You're right about that. But this is a whole new year. And you're forgetting the fact that he came off a shoulder surgery. He's coming off an injury. He's in a new scheme. He had COVID. These are things that you got to factor in, and you're just trying to sit here and say he's terrible. He's the worst quarterback in NFL history. He's number 32 out of all quarterbacks. Like, bro, he's an MVP at one point. He brung Carolina Panthers to a Super Bowl with the worst team. Who did he have? Greg Olsen. That's it. He didn't have nobody.
Tony, nobody's doubting that Cam is a great interview. He's had a great career. He might be Hall of Famer.
Great call right there. That was a great call.
But he sucked last year, and he sucks this year.
Right? Kurt Doggy.
No. He sucked last year. He hasn't played this year. Okay, see, so
I know you'll be objective when you analyze his play this year.
No, I will be, because there'll be no excuse. He has the talent around him. There'll be no excuse.
Wiggy is upset because there were 2 million views on the video the other day, and nobody says, I mean, Andy Hart said it, but there's not a lot of talk about what a great day his guy Cam Newton
had yesterday.
Tony's
right. You know how many haters there are in this area, and that's why there are, like, athletes that it has nothing to do with race. There are athletes that go, you know, they hate so much. I mean, look at Tuca. And Spaz brought up a great point. Statistically, he's probably the greatest Bruins goalie to ever play.
Mm-hmm.
But people hate on Tuca on the ice of his performance. You want to say whatever you want about him off the ice, that, hey, every now and then he gets the BGs, he checks out, he needs to recharge his batteries. Okay, I understand that. But on the ice, between the net or the nets, because he goes back and forth.
Between the pipes.
Between the pipe.
Pipes. Ooh. Two pipes. Okay. Between the pipes in the
multiple
net.
Multiple pipes, okay. But when you look at him on the ice, there's no arguing that this guy plays to the level of a Stanley Cup caliber winning goalie.
Wiggy,
he just hasn't won.
What is hating? What's a hater mean?
Oh my God!
Because
really?
If we, what,
you don't know
a
what
hater?
Hater means. Hating.
Well, I'm a hater because I'm honest about how Cam played.
But you're not being honest about being honest about how Cam played is one thing. But when you look at what everything Cam does, you never find any good in what Cam does. Well, that's the definition of being a hater.
Curtis is not really an optimist. He's more.
No, that's called a hater.
He's a pessimist,
and that's called a hater. I don't know where you grew up, but when you think like that, you're a hater. When you're looking at, okay, this guy had a good day, but you go, oh, you know what? Look at his cleats. He's ugly.
Would you feel the same way if he was criticizing Mac Jones?
Yeah, I would feel the same way. It has nothing to do with the color of man's skin. I'm looking at what I'm seeing right now. Last year, yeah. He was bad. He was terrible. He had a horrible year. This year, he's been in the playbook. He's got more talent around him. Let's see what he does. If he goes
out. Why did all those players sign here if everybody's a hater? Why did all those free agents sign with the Patriots?
So did he not have a good day yesterday?
Why did all those free agents sign with the Patriots?
Haters can't say it. You know how, like, you say, I'm Fonzarelli and I can't.
You can't say you're wrong.
Wrong. Yeah. He can't give anybody credit.
They're haters.
Unless it's Trump.
What are you talking about?
That's it.
Great point.
That's it. Yeah, it's Trump. Yeah, that's it. Good point, Wings.
Because you can't say, okay, all right, he had a bad day before, but then he looked good the following day.
He had a great practice yesterday.
But, see, that's sarcastic right there.
No, he's great. What do you want from me? I mean, the guy sucked last year. There's only one team interested in him. If you asked 100 people on the streets of Boston last December, do you want Cam back, 100 would have said no. Yet somehow, we're here.
You never answered my question, by the way, earlier this morning about how many losses does it take before Bill starts Mac Jones?
It's not about losses. It's
it's
about where the wins are when they're losing. So if he has five losses and they have six wins, he's still playing. Right? If he has six losses and one win, okay, now Bill might.
1-6 is when they'll finally pull the plug?
1-6, he waits till they're 1-6.
1-3, he loses to Brady and he keeps him in.
Right, but here's the issue. And Ian Rappaport said this yesterday. This team talent-wise is so good, and based the way their schedule are, they're not going 1-3. They're probably, in their first three games, they're probably winning their first three games. You got Miami.
Dolphins home.
Yep, you got Miami.
At the Jets.
At the Jets, and then New Orleans. So you're probably winning all three of those games. Then if you lose to Tampa, you're sitting there at 3-1. Pretty good in the first half, the first quarter of the season. And then you continue to look at their schedule. Go look at their schedule after that. Their next toughest game doesn't come till the Cleveland Browns. I believe it's week 9 or 10.
But if they're 2-2 after that Brady game, Mac is in.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. If they're 2-2, that's a good team. Through the first 4 weeks of the season, if you could come off at 2-2.
You said they should be 3-0. So then he would have underachieved.
Right. But what does it look like? What does 2-2 look like? Cam has six interceptions and one touchdown? Or maybe their defense isn't playing good?
I got to tell you, I think if they end up with I think Ken is right. You have a couple losses after that Tampa game, then it's Mac Jones.
So if you're 2-2, it's Mac Jones?
Yes.
And you're going to Houston, perfect time to put Mac in against that team.
You guys, in the words of Mano, high hater. Go look at that song, because at 2-2, you're pulling the plug
on
them.
You said they should start 3-0.
Right, but if you're pulling them after, even if they go 2-2, you're pulling the plug on Cam?
Yep.
Man, that's stupid. That's just stupid.
Well, if they're .500, they miss the playoffs. That's not acceptable.
Right, but it's week four.
Yeah, but that's the time to put Mac in because the schedule is easy. If you don't put him in there, you'll never put him in.
Speaking of hating on Wiggy, do you want to get to letters to Numbnuts next, Curtis?
I'd be happy to.
You've been waiting forever. So we will get to that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.